Unit 89, Knives, Forks, and Spoons. Imagine sitting down to a dinner in the early days of our country. In front of you at that time would be a large plate made of pewter. Alongside the pewter plate would be only a knife and a spoon. What? No fork? Yes, no fork. Why? The first fork was brought to this country by Governor John Winthrop in 1630. It took many years before the average family had forks. Even when forks were introduced, they were not widely used. They were thought to be effeminate. This was true especially among men. Tough men continued to pick up food with their fingers. Even the clergy jumped to the side of such men. They argued that it was almost a sin to eat with a fork. After all, they said, fingers were made before forks. Also, forks were an unnatural substitute for the God-given fingers. Nevertheless, forks slowly gained acceptance. The earliest ones had only two tines. The tines were not delicate. They were long and looked more like a weapon than an eating utensil. For a better idea of what they look like, do this. Open your kitchen drawer and take out a fork used in carving a big turkey or roast beef. This is a throwback to the early table forks. And these carving forks, in turn, were a throwback to a vicious twin-pointed battle spear. The forks we use now have either three or four tines. Such forks came into use only about a century ago. You may wonder how such a simple utensil took so long to develop. After all, hundreds of complex inventions came about long before the fork. Why didn't people's ingenuity come a lot sooner? We don't know. What's your guess?